eyes on
good.
I want to give a huge shout out to our listeners who are now sending me feel good stories every single day.
That's so awesome.
And I'm so grateful for that because a lot of the stories I do sometimes come from international news or national, but it's so much better when it's right here in our backyard. So thank you to Katie for telling me about her friend, Darcy Nuttall. So when I talked to Darcy yesterday on the phone, you could hear the excitement in her voice as she talked about her community and neighbors in North Andover. So this is very local. Her full-time job is a very important one. She's a licensed mental health therapist, but since the news of coronavirus hit, her job has morphed into something that she feels is just as, if not more important. You see, last year, her husband needed a kidney transplant, and it was Darcy who gave him hers. She knows how to give anything to the people she loves, and that's why when I tell you what she's doing, you'll feel like this is no different. In 2014, Darcy and her best friend, Cindy, started a company called Pillows and Things, where they make custom embroidered pillows and things. And that's important to know because Darcy and Cindy started making masks at the house for their neighbors, their nurses, emergency personnel, and the immune compromised. The first day she made 10. The second, she moved to 25. And in total, she's personally made around 50 masks that
wow.
she leaves out on her doorstep in a basket that says, "Free masks in North Andover for anyone who needs it the most." But she also has morphed into something else. She loves hot yoga and realized that the cleaning solution that she was using for her yoga mats to clean them after a workout also acts as hand sanitizer. So she started putting together bottles of the spray for people to also take from her doorstep. She lit up with pride on the phone when talking about a man who visited her doorstep wondering if he could take a bottle for his daughter who is immune compromised. People in her community know about her efforts and they're now helping with whatever they have. One woman dropped off high-end designer fabric so Darcy can make more masks. People are dropping off bottles of rubbing alcohol that they no longer need at the house so she can make more of the spray sanitizer. So far, she's made and given out 48 bottles of that so far. But any assistance is greatly appreciated. She says she needs more spray bottles, more elastics that can go inside those masks, some rubbing alcohol, and witch hazel. She told me that Facebook is the easiest way to reach her, so if you just search her name, Darcy Nuttall, that's one way to do it. We've also made her Facebook page available on Country 102.5 in the It Feels Good for Today. But she also told me that if you have these ingredients at home, you can make your own hand sanitizer spray. So this is all you need. Half part witch hazel, half part rubbing alcohol, and 3 to 5 drops of lavender. So it smells really good. So if you have a little spray bottle at home that you have nothing to do with, and you have those ingredients, or you want to just go buy some, this is a really great way to stay healthy, you know, spray maybe your linens and stuff around the house to help fight this virus. So that's your It Feels Good
that
for Today.
Is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the ingenuity of it, too. Like, I'm not going to wait on other people to come and help these people. I'm going to just figure out how to do it myself.
That's what I've learned through this whole process is that even though we hear about the bad stories, there are so many great ones that are local in our neighborhood and in our community. So thank you, Darcy, and yeah. to all the other people making all this stuff themselves.
And by the way, speaking of the entrepreneurial spirit, I just want to remind people that we're all in this together. And Country 102.5 and Beasley Media Group is committed to serve our community and help local businesses. If you're a business owner facing difficulty, attend a free 30-minute webinar called Crisis Management for Local Businesses presented by Beasley Media Group. It's full of actionable insights, timely advice, and relevant data, plus critical data points to enable your business to not only endure these difficult times, but to emerge stronger than ever. To register, go to country1025.com and search for Crisis Management for Local Businesses.
And it's today at 2.
Today at 2.